Chapter 1. Have good character. Don't be one. I am aware that a man of real merit is never seen in so favorable a light as seen through the medium of adversity. The clouds that surround him are shades that set off his good qualities. Alexander Hamilton. Most tombstones are engraved with a name and a date of birth and death, separated by a hyphen. The hyphen is a simple symbol, a mere dash, but it is emblematic of everything that person was as a human being. It represents both what we call one's resume virtues, the aggregate of the notable events of a life, and one's eulogy virtues, the summation of the manner in which a life was lived. In other words, one's character. For a little line, it packs a lot of meaning. And it makes us think, what do you want to be remembered for? What will the hyphen represent when your time has come? How do you want to be remembered? For your resume virtues or your eulogy virtues? For what you've accomplished on paper or for who you are as a person, your core attributes? Most of us instinctively want to be remembered for our qualities of character. They are more about who we are as people, our essences. Our desire to be memorialized for the values we exemplified, rather than for our undertakings, may well have an evolutionary reason, for these essential values are critical to our ability to succeed. Think of the most successful leaders through history: Aristotle, Joan of Arc, Lincoln, Gandhi, Marie Curie, Martin Luther King Jr., MacArthur. Some of them were brilliant scientists. Others were creative visionaries. Still others were masterful at strategic planning. They led huge organizations, built grand businesses, led armies to defeat fascism, or inspired whole movements. Their mastery of their field was important to their success, but it wasn't the secret to their highly effective leadership. Their skills, grit, resiliency, charisma, courage, and credibility all emanated from one thing: their strength of character. Raw competence and talent are not strong enough to stand on their own. All successful leadership relies on the critical foundation of a strong character.